How did you feel about trade unionism then?
Well, now everybody had to be in the union in our factories. They were closed shops, all of them. And you're surprising, isn't it? There was, you know, little firms like that, and yet everybody was in. Nobody ever try and escape paying a contribution. But there was a law, you couldn't join a union until you were 16. That was the law then. But when this strike came back, and we came on strike in December, we lads who was underage to join the union, they gave us all 6 bob a week, the union did. And until they were broke, you know, after a week or two they got broke. And so the union issued a leaflet affair and said that they'd be pleased to receive loans from any of the members. Would any of the members lend them any money? Now the co-op allowed, of course there was individual co-ops then, this was Cinder Hill Co-op. They weren't like Nottingham, what a big co-op. But they allowed all strikers to have free credit. Free credit. And, of course, this 6 bob was what we got practically on an ordinary week's work. Was about as well off on strike then as it was going to work, you see. But I was going to tell you about this loan. And I was there on this Friday morning when we were drawing our money, and the men were bringing this life savings to lend to the union. And I saw one man, the fact that he was my uncle don't make any difference, but he was. And he was a very religious, very Christian man, Sunday school superintendent. But I saw him with his cap full of golden sovereigns and turned them on the table and lent them all he'd got. And everyone were paid back. You know, that's good, isn't it?